This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. In 2011, EQ Health Solutions created a pilot coaching program for people's health members and nurse case managers at East Jefferson General Hospital. The success of that pilot led to the Medicare Advantage organization, selecting the healthcare coordination program to provide training support for all its nurse case managers network-wide. And I have the man here who can tell us all about this, EQ Health Solutions Director of Communications in Baton Rouge, Bob Johannesson, joins me now. And I want to welcome you.
Well, thank you, Susan.
And there's more to this that I have not mentioned the entire success story here.
Well, and you're correct. And if I could take you back 3 years from 2011, we actually began this project working with the federal government with CMS in 2009, and we did it in Baton Rouge. Specifically, we worked in hospitals such as Our Lady of the Lake, the Baton Rouge General, a hospital in Gonzales, Lane Memorial, where we did several interventions, but I think the most notable was a health coach. And the health coach, we put directed them to work with a patient upon hospitalization so that when they were discharged, they had the ability, they had the skills, and they had someone that they could call on if they had any questions, the whole goal being that they didn't get readmitted to the hospital for the same condition that they just got discharged for.
So why do the one in 2011 with East Jefferson General Hospital?
Well, they're a Medicaid Advantage plan, or Medicare Advantage plan, and so they pay for the care of their members. So if someone is hospitalized unnecessarily or readmitted too early, that's a cost that the health plan has to absorb. They saw that they had a problem there. And so specifically, they hired us to work in one hospital in New Orleans, East Jefferson, with some patients who had chronic illnesses such as heart attacks, pneumonia, diabetes, heart disease. So those are the patients that we worked with, some high-risk patients, and we had a lot of success. We did that project for a year in that hospital with the health coach, and that health coach met them when they were admitted, worked with them while they were in the hospital, and then continued that relationship after they were discharged.
Well, let's get down to care coordination. Give us a brief overview of it.
Well, I think a lot of your listeners might understand what case management is. And case management is a process that a lot of healthcare payers, such as insurers, managed care plans, and others use to have someone who works telephonically or over the telephone with a patient after they leave the hospital. And pretty much they're doing follow-up. They're making sure they're calling them. They know the patient. They know what medications they need. They know what the discharge plan is. And they're asking the patient if they're doing it and encouraging them to do it. Care coordination goes a step further. It's not just over the phone. The way we do it at EQ Health is that we have a care coordinator who establishes a personal relationship with that patient. So they meet him in the hospital. They work with him at home, and they also work with him over the telephone so that when they call to say, have you enrolled in a quit smoking program, they're talking friend to friend. They're talking with somebody they know, not just a voice on the phone. Also, our care coordinator, they have knowledge about the support services, say, in Baton Rouge that work and maybe some that haven't been as successful. So unlike a case manager who might be based in Atlanta or New York talking to a Baton Rouge patient, our care coordinators come from the community. They're aware of the things that are available in the community, and they can make good referrals.
The Louisiana Project, what is it and how was it conducted?
Well, the Louisiana Project, that was what we did for the federal government between 2009 and 2011. So it was a three-year project. And specifically, that was the health coaching project that I talked to you about earlier. It was very much a success. Louisiana had a high rate of hospital readmissions before. That was why we were selected to do it. Baton Rouge had a very high rate of unnecessary readmissions, I believe almost 19%. At the conclusion of the project, we had lowered that to about a little over 13%. So it was about a 40% improvement over the course of 3 years with that coaching intervention. Now, as we did this, the federal government had hired others to do similar projects in other states using different interventions. When it was all said and done, one of the things they realized was this coaching intervention, we called it care transitions, that it worked. And so the federal government for the next 3 years, beginning in 2012, and for the next 3 years, has taken this project and taken it nationwide. So not only are we continuing to do it, but a little bit different in Louisiana, other companies like ours are doing it in every other state.
Thanks, Mr. Johannesson. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cold, editor for Conversations in Medicine.